It is 72 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. We've got about a 30% chance of rain today. Otherwise, same weather we've been experiencing all week. Sunny skies, highs in the mid-90s, a heat index just above 100. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. The federal government has given Ascension St. Thomas a deadline and an ultimatum. If the hospital system fails to submit a corrective action plan by September 18th, it could lose its contract with Medicare. WPLN's Catherine Sweeney explains why that would be catastrophic for the hospital.
This all stems from the hospital's medication mix-up last month, when four surgical patients got potassium phosphate injected into their spines instead of anesthesia drugs. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services gave St. Thomas the most severe citation possible. It's called an immediate jeopardy, and St. Thomas got three of them. The hospital pitched several corrective plans in August, but all of them were rejected. Now, the federal government is saying if the hospital doesn't get a plan in place and then execute it by September 18th, it could lose payments from Medicare. Hospitals generally get about a third of their revenue from Medicare and Medicaid, according to federal data. So the loss would be a massive hole in St. Thomas Midtown's budget, one that would make it hard to keep the doors open. The Midtown Hospital plays a major role in the region's healthcare. Among other things, Ascension often boasts that one-third of babies born in Middle Tennessee are delivered at Midtown. Catherine Sweeney, WPLN News.
To get out of hot water, St. Thomas would need good marks from state investigators. That's who wrote the 80-page report detailing the incident and assigned the three citations. Well, 25 years ago, as the nation froze in shock at the 9/11 terrorist attacks, one beautiful story played out in Nashville. When flights across the United States were grounded, the parents of a little girl named Karina had every reason to believe their six-month-old daughter would die as a result. The infant was in liver failure in Houston. A new organ that could save her life was available at Vanderbilt Medical Center, but all the planes that would normally deliver the liver to her were grounded. Only the military was allowed to fly. Jill Granados at Tennessee Donor Services wasn't willing to accept that. She made a direct call to the air traffic control tower at Nashville's airport. With the help of a supervisor there, she managed to convince the Tennessee National Guard to fly the liver to Houston on a C-130. That giant cargo plane flew through otherwise empty skies to make sure a tiny infant-sized liver got to little Karina. Today, Granados is the CEO of Tennessee Donor Services, and recently, for the very first time ever, she got to meet Karina, who is now a thriving 25-year-old adult. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.